Hey, 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 MBG family. this is Rachel and Ronald. What's so funny, babe?
Good evening.
He hates how I start the podcast, guys. He could just literally start his own, but I don't.
Okay, I'm going to start my own podcast.
Really? Because you swear yours will be flying in mine.
It's
going to
be
really
called
think.
Man Cave.
No, I mean the intro.
Oh, intro. I can give you a good intro.
Go, let's start over. Act like y'all didn't hear the first 30 seconds. Go.
All right, guys. I hope everyone is doing well. This is Rachel and Ronald. We are MBG, and we are coming to you live. Live in...
Oh, you so... Like, really?
What?
That's what you got. That's what you're doing.
Oh, you seen how...
No,
the
no.
The energy
no,
became.
No.
All right, guys. You guys vote on who intro you like the best.
No, I got to do mine over because you came intentionally trying to... bypass my
okay, guys,
intro.
Starting now, Rachel gonna do a 15-second intro, and I'm gonna do a 15-second intro.
No.
All right, Rachel, here's her intro,
you
guys.
You can't put me on spot
here's
like
her
that.
Intro. Now, guys, do you want giggles on your intro? No, seriously, man. All right, we're about to get started. We just wanted to... we learned how to do a good intro because I don't like her intro and she don't like mine. And so the next podcast is going to be about how we're going to do our intro.
How the two shall become one.
It's crazy. You could be two, but we can't even do an intro together.
Right, to be one.
Yeah.
Ugh. We miss you guys. Happy 2022.
In just a few hours.
Right.
We'll be going
it's
into
a new year.
Going into a new year. So we're definitely excited about that. Did we title this? Did we title this podcast?
Oh, it's definitely titled.
And what's that title?
Fake People Showing Fake Love to Me. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's what we'll be talking about today, man. Fake people showing fake love. Not only to us, but you may be getting the fake love as well.
Right. I feel like Drake.
Like Drake. And so we just want to address...
Straight up in my face.
How do you... Okay, just go ahead. Drop the lyrics.
No, babe, you're right. How do we...
deal with fake people showing fake love to you.
Right.
Do you give the fake love in return?
Oh,
because it takes a lot of energy to be fake.
It does.
And I don't really, they should be strong by now with being fake. Because think about it, if you keep doing something for a while, it's just like lifting weights. You keep lifting weights, you're going to become stronger.
Right.
If you keep being fake, you're going to be stronger in your fakeness.
Right.
Not in your faith.
Right.
But in your fake.
In your fakeness.
And so
it's so draining to have to be fake when you're not a fake person.
No, because you have to work extra hard to become, because you being someone that you're not.
Right.
That's when you're real though.
Yeah.
But if you're fake, you know, you're just living the dream.
Right. Right.
You know, you just, that's you. That's who you are. That's what you stand for. And that's what you're about. And so I think it's just easy when you already fake and you know. Coming into a real world.
But I mean, the interesting thing is, I think just over the course of us being together now, 22 years, like we've seen our share of people who we know don't really, like, ain't really happy that we in love, you know, and really just waiting for us to drop, like, oh, we getting divorced, so they can be like, I told you they love a fake, I told you they want real.
So my question to you, how do you counter the fake love?
I keep it 100. I keep loving you. That's it. I keep doing this, what we do naturally, what God has blessed us to have. Like, I just keep enjoying that.
I guess, to the fake people out there, I guess.
To the fake people out there.
No, because you know the fake people are going to be listening because they want to hear what you got to say when they hear
right,
the title.
Right, right.
And so I guess my question is, what is the motive? Like, what is the plan? Like, what do you get out of it? Like, nothing. I don't have time to worry about how someone is doing, whether they are being successful or not, or if they happy or not. Or
and hope and wish that they not.
It takes so much energy to do
right,
that.
Right, right,
and so I just don't understand why one would do it. But
well, you're not a hater, so you're not fake, so you can't understand it. But I think sometimes what I've learned in life is that some people, it's not intentional, that their lack of something makes them yearn for that real love in a way that it naturally makes them envious of it.
I get it. But my thing is, when I see something, or I see something, someone has something that I don't have, and I yearn for that, and mm-hmm. I want that, and mm-hmm. I desire that, mm-hmm. one of two things is going to happen.
Give it to me.
One, either I want to get close to that person mm-hmm. and ask them, hey, what do I need to do to get to that point?
So you're trying to glean for them.
I'm okay. trying. Look at you.
Hey, I give you a little Bible words every look now and then. You know?
Pastor's son, I ain't glean. Hey, you trying to glean from your bow ass. Okay. You know, she be trying to come at me like I don't know my word. You know what I'm saying? I know about Ruth and gleaning.
Oh,
you know,
honey.
But, yeah, so I guess...
Okay, so your first thing is, if you see that and you desire that, you'll, one...
Go to the person.
Go to the person to learn.
I'm really impressed on how you guys move. Like, right. I want that for my life. What, right. Give me some tips on how to get that.
Right, right.
Let me study you. Let me be a mentee to you on how to become what you are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's one way.
Okay.
Or, in this day and age we in, man, you can go to Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look at people relationships and how people talk about love and study love. Mm-hmm. Do the work on yourself.
Yeah.
I think when you do the work on yourself, everything else come naturally.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
I think that's really the key thing, babe, that people don't understand, that a lot of fake people who don't really understand that there is real healthy relationships and healthy marriages out here, they don't understand the work that goes into those things. And so for the two people that are in a healthy marriage or a healthy relationship, they are doing the work to keep it healthy. Like, it's the same as if you're healthy in your body and you're doing the work to maintain your health. So you're going to work out. You're making sure you're eating the right foods. You're making sure you're not taking on so much stress. Like, that's what somebody does to keep their body healthy. So what somebody does to keep their marriage healthy looks different, but it's the same type of effort placed into it. So we're reading books, we're talking to each other, we're seminars, getting therapy, we're going to seminars. Dating. Yeah, we got our own mentor that we go talk to about our marriage. Like, we have our marriage circle, we got close friends we talk to. And so it's being intentional about what you put into your marriage, what you put into yourself that can feed your marriage. And I think that's why people have a hard time believing in real love now, because nobody's doing the work. People want this microwave love that just not, you're not going to get that. Like, it's not going to happen.
Okay.
Like, put mines in the oven. Slow cook mines. Put it in the crock pot. Give me 12 hours.
Nobody wants to wait. That's the problem. That's the problem.
Right. And
nobody wants to put in the work.
That's it.
That's the problem. Because everybody wants the Insta body.
Right. The Insta love.
The Insta love.
The Insta money.
The Insta
looks.
Yes.
The Insta sex.
Yes.
The Insta fame.
Come on
now. The Insta God. They be out here wanting the Insta gods. And you ain't even worked no relationship with God. But that's a whole nother story. But yes. Like, so at the end of the day, people do want this instantaneous
Insta
thing.
Conversation.
Right. And Insta God talk. Can move instantaneously in your life.
He can.
There is a, I mean, God can do it like that. Though. But you got to know him. And you got to know and allow him to put things in your life that's instantaneously. But I do think it's exactly what you said. People want that quick thing, and they don't understand that things take time. Like, it takes time to build a healthy marriage, and that healthy marriage is usually built off a healthy friendship and healthy communication. And I don't think people, they don't take the time to learn that.
That's true. I agree.
I mean, it's very rare that you don't agree with me. I'm all kind of always right, so.
I know. You know everything.
I do, because I'm God's child. You told me that before.
You should be by yourself.
Why? I have you. I like to bounce things off of you, spend my time with you.
Who am I? You know everything.
You're everything.
Good. You know everything, but I am everything.
That was a good one. I like how you set me up to get played at the end, but that's all good. That was kind of fake.
We call that Ellie Hoop. You probably don't know what that is. But anyway, going back to the topic,
whatever.
Fake love, fake people, fake things.
Mm-hmm. How do you handle it? I think, really, babe, this is my question to you. Because I think you handle it different when it's somebody you don't know. You handle it different when it's a friend, and you handle it different when it's family. Because when it's somebody close to you that's supposed to love you like a family member or a close friend, and you find out they've been hating on you all the time, that kind of hurt. Yeah, like, you know, it's because you care about the person.
It pierces your skin.
And all the while, they just right there plotting and hoping your marriage and your relationship fail.
And that is so dangerous. Like, those people I want to stay really far, far away from.
Right. Because I feel like those are people that would intentionally try to do something to hurt your relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Or to hurt you.
Yeah. And so I think that's the sad part about it, when you have someone who's close to you, because it's very rare that not just only us, but you allow someone to come into your life, come mm-hmm. into your inner circle, because the people that you're going to let in is going to be the people that you trust.
Yeah.
You know, not just with you, but what you guys are going through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're vulnerable around those people. And all this time, you know, those people are plotting against you.
Right.
But it made me think about something as I was saying that. Those people are necessary, though.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Haters are necessary.
Yeah.
Because when you think about Jesus and, what's the hater name?
Judas?
Judas.
Mm-hmm.
It was necessary
mm-hmm.
for him to get to the cross. He had to have a Judas in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think in order for you to go to the next level, you got to have a Judas in the mix. I'm not saying you're going to ask it for him, but it's going to be some in the mix.
Yeah.
And how you handle that is going to determine on how you're going to go to the next level.
Yeah. Yeah. Passing my scissors.
Why? What are you going to do with scissors?
I just cut them out of my life. I feel like that's the that's the surest way. Just go and nip them ties. Like, because I don't got time.
Well, sometimes those people makes you stronger. They make you aware. They bring on awareness.
They do.
And so when you have awareness, you like, you alert.
Your antennas are up. I see you.
Yeah.
I see you. And your so little fake
hate. They teach you how to read energy.
Yeah.
You know?
Because you feel it when they come in.
So guess what? It's a place for everybody.
Right.
So even a hater have a place.
Yeah. Cold spirit be like, that person right there really don't like y'all.
Yeah. And it's something amazing when you get to use that gift.
Yeah.
Of discernment.
But I think part of what it's important to do, because like you said, we're all going to experience somebody hating on you in some form or fashion in your life, or somebody praying against you in some form of success in your life. And I think the thing to do is to focus on continuing to be successful in that area.
Yeah.
Doing the work, continuing to shine, continue to let your light shine in that way. That is a true reflection of realness. Like, I think if you're successful and you're kind, and somebody comes and they say, oh, that person ain't kind, or, you know, they just think they all that because they got that, just keep doing you. Because the real of it's going to show, and everybody around them is going to see it for themselves eventually. Like you've always said, the truth will expose itself. Mm-hmm. You don't have to expose the truth. Like, eventually it's going to reveal itself. Everything done in the dark comes to the light. But it's the same thing. The things that are done in the light can still be revealed in lightness too. Like, so I think just being you and moving the way that you move and who you truly are, that's how you deal with fake people. Because eventually they're going to have to eat whatever their feelings are. And God can come work in their life. God can use you as a change agent in their life. Like, mm-hmm. they could be hating for 10 years. And then by the 15th year, they like, man, they really got something real. Like, I got to really do some growth because I've been envious all this time. God can do that. And so that's why you got to just keep moving in who you are and what you have.
Some of these haters, like the money spirit, these mofos don't die.
They bring extra folk with them. We came back 70. Like, you be like, wait, what? Thought it was just you? Now you got 7 friends? Like, you're right. Some of them do come back a little stronger. And you got to pray for people like that, too.
Because really, I think,
because we talk about all the time, it's easy to pray for those that love you and be kind to those that love you. But what about those that spite you or don't like you or, you know what I'm saying, hate on you? You got to pray for them, too.
It's easier said than done.
Absolutely.
But I think with everything, man, it's just a process.
Because who want to pray to a hater?
Yeah.
Dear God, I just came to you praying for Joseph. Now, Joseph, if you listen, this ain't you, Joseph, because I don't really know Joseph, but just in case your name, Joseph, don't get offended.
But maybe speaking to you, though, Joseph.
But dear Lord, help Joseph stop being a hater. Help Joseph, Lord God, every time they come around, not be envious of all those around them. No, but you really do. You got to go into prayer for people. And you got to also pray for yourself, because I think sometimes when we have people that come around that are envious of us or that we thought were friends to us or really family to us, and we find out that they really don't care for the good of us, you can become bitter. And so you got to pray for yourself, too, that you don't begin to pull up a wall, of anger and resentment. Absolutely.
Resentment. Yeah, that's good.
Absolutely. You don't want to get in no quicksand and be over there
stuck.
Right, stuck, looking crazy with them. Mm-hmm. Like, so you want to make sure that you keep your heart as pure as possible. So you got to make sure you kind of pray for yourself, too. And a lot of times, man, just keep it moving. You can't change how somebody feel and how somebody think.
No. I mean, if you focus on your love and what you're doing, it's hard to, you know, get off track from that.
It is.
And so that's why
I love you.
You have no choice.
I'm the best thing
that ever happened to you.
I agree. I'm not going to counter that. You are amazing. Wonderful. God-given.
So you can't even fight back. When some, and that's the and that was a good point. When someone is consistently pouring love into you.
Right.
And so that's why with a hater, you have to continue
right.
to, you know, pray for them.
Yeah.
Not be a fool.
Right.
But, you know, continue to show love and pray for them. And sometimes you just have to distance yourself
yeah.
from that, you know, yeah. situation. But
yeah. Because you got to protect what you have, too.
Yeah, that's
And I
true.
Think that's sometimes where it gets muddy and it gets real hurtful when you don't protect what somebody's hating on and that it begins to break down what you had.
Yeah.
Like, so we gonna always put on the full armor for this over here. Like, the 22 years, we coming suited and booted, baby. Like, it going down. Like, swords, AKs, bombs, tanks.
I don't know if you A, B, or B, C. I don't know which you are because you done went from swords to AKs.
I just want you to know we're going to war, yeah. basically, yeah. like to protect this over here. And yeah. so I think that's how you have to be about anything that you're building, especially if you know you're building it for the right reasons, that it's real, that it's on God, and that it's there to bless somebody else. Like at the end of the day, mm-hmm. you got to be protective of what you have. And you just also got to just be comfortable being hated on sometimes, like because it's going to come.
It's going to come, you know, no matter where you at in your life, whether you're in a relationship, whether you're at a job, whether you're in a career,
yeah,
whether you're in a position of power, no matter what, hate is going to come. People are going to love you. Two things that people are going to do. They're going to love you or they're going to hate you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just a part of the process of being great.
Right.
And so when you're on a path of being great, you're going to, you know, you got to expect that those things going to come.
Yeah.
And so we don't want to give the haters too much credit, too much right. time, and too much praise. So we're going to end this podcast on a love note.
Yes.
And so, haters, we are praying for you. We pray greatness over your life and yes. pray that you would continue to prosper in life and mm-hmm. learn how to love and not hate.
Yes. I pray that God gives you this immaculate, wonderful, all-consuming love that just pours out into you and just makes you float in the air. And you get one of those Cupid arrows that just shoots you in the heart and you just fall down and be like, oh, my God, what is this? This must be love. I've never experienced anything like this in my life. And that you begin to feel all the love and passion that me and Ronald keep circulating within our marriage over on this side.
Yeah.
We pray that upon you.
And if just so happened, if Cupid is shooting an arrow and you happen to move and the arrow hits your head. That's your fault. Because you shouldn't have been moving. But anyway, guys, man, we enjoyed you guys, man. Fake love, fake people. We're just going to keep it moving.
It's a part of life.
It's a part of life.
Yeah. Happy New Year. Love you guys.